So, do we have a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Second. Adopt to the minutes. One second.
Go ahead.
Jane, you're good?
Yeah, thank
okay. Okay, new business for the minutes. General, what was your guys' overall impression of Beach Day?
It was a great event. I never saw more happy people.
Yeah.
I kind of wonder if there wasn't still a pandemic effect. We've had more people.
Yeah.
Like, we've had more people. But what I thought was there was a huge visible minority group, which was really interesting, like a lot of Asians and stuff, and a lot of young talent. Right?
And, you know, having more people is not necessarily a good thing because the room that we're used in there, you know, going up and down, we had enough people.
People were happy.
Well, it was kind of like no being pandemic, and you're sort of up close and personal with everybody, helping them build. We did as many, according to Wayne, the kite guy there, as normal. Like he said, a phenomenal time would have been 250 kites. We did 227. And we couldn't keep, you know, we were just one after the other. People were still wanting to come and do it as we were packing up, and we're like, sorry.
It's a little play. 227 times $3, by the way.
No, they're a lot more than that now.
Okay.
They're probably cost like $5 or more than that.
$5. So that's a significant contribution.
I never seen Ann Lindy work so hard. He was by the last
one. I was so glad. Yeah. I mean, we put out a plea for volunteers, and he and Ann showed up, and they worked a lot harder and a lot longer than they
did. Yeah, they did. Yeah. I was talking to them. Funny. Yeah.
I think the early morning, the dullness probably put some people on as well.
Right.
So I was quite pleased with it.
Yeah, the weather was definitely in the morning.
Yeah. Got better and better as the day went on.
Got hot.
Yeah. And not too hot.
Yeah. It was actually perfect that way. It wasn't too hot.
Right. So mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Plenty? Time of the year. So we were backed up with sandcastle competition, right?
Yeah.
So Sunday was their adjudication, that kind of stuff. I was down.
Mm-hmm.
I ran into John down there on Saturday, and I thought their numbers were down.
Again, the weather dropped, but it was okay. But the weather wasn't brilliant.
Yeah.
But I wondered if having the two so. But apparently, maybe they were complimentary. Maybe some people went to one of them.
That's kind of what we were thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Is that if they're coming in from out of town or something, maybe, you know, hit the two of them. And but I did think that the sandcastle competition, like, it wasn't packed. It was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like as busy as normal.
No.
No.
Because that place has been packed. By the way, it took 30 minutes for a chicken burger at the sandcastle competition. It took 15 minutes for my fish taco at the shore.
Mm-hmm.
We win.
Can we ask Ross what he thinks he's used to the shore? He needs to get his
fish dunk in any time, Ross?
The whole thing. My overall impression, and it, coming in as a newbie, right? For the first time, I got a chance to see how, I guess, brilliant the layout is, right, with the walkway and the booths facing it and the dynamics of it, which were amazing. I thought it was just an outstanding event. In the end, the temperate weather was probably an advantage over something like what we're going to see the next few days. I really love the wide variety of people, the enthusiasm, and didn't fully appreciate prior the immense effort that everybody in the booths went to. Sure, they were promoting their own causes and their own interests, but throughout that 4 hours, there was never any flagging. The lineups grew, the interactions grew. I just thought it was outstanding. I think that's the thing I would want to see now is how do we cement what we've learned so that, you know, because we lost that 3 years of institutional knowledge, right? So we had to start from scratch on a few things. So, you know, first of all, recognize all of the booths and all of the volunteers. Maybe there's a format for that. Because we really want them all back next year, because it's nothing without any of those individuals. So that would be it. Just sort of, first of all, closing the loop and then setting the stage for success next year.
Okay. Set up. We kind of, we started, like with the volunteers at 8 o'clock. That seemed to be good, right? Like,
I think that's good, yes. You don't want to leave it any late, because if you do, people start filling in those spaces. You need that early stuff, I see.
Okay. And you guys were, you know, ready, willing, and able by 7:30 at the latest, if not still earlier. And so that 8 o'clock seemed like it was a pretty good time, because you guys are dropping stuff off. And seemed to.
I thought it worked out well. My only comment that I'd like to bring this up now, you know, I think you did a lot of planning, Tom, and it was fine, but I think we should learn the lessons we have done previously, that trying to do fine planning a long time in advance really doesn't work, because there are always things changing right until the last minute. So I think as long as we know who's coming, we maybe decide to stop putting the signs up of who does what and goes where much later, because otherwise if we try to publish it beforehand, we are going to get things in the wrong place. I mean, I brought these along, but you know, we put these out very much in advance before, but we actually didn't put who went where early on. So that then when we got right down to 2 days before, and someone had said they were coming, because they changed their mind and come, and someone said they weren't coming, we didn't have time to react.
It's always going to be last minute changes.
Yeah.
But you hit on something. It's very important that we know who is actually coming and what they're going to be doing and whether they need power or water.
Yeah, I think so. I think what we really need, maybe not a whiteboard, but we need a chart that we can put maybe with post-its on where we can change it or refer to it.
Another comment that we heard, because again, we were up close and personal a lot, is we had all the signage all on the backside for where the exhibitors knew to set up, but they all asked, you know, and we're kind of looking for signage on the front side, like on the sidewalk. I know that sounds funny, but
that is not the first time that's been there.
We've all talked about that, which side it should be facing the water of the boat. I suppose we could put it on both sides.
Suggested what we did, because we had people, we just grabbed ours and turned it around.
Stuck it in the front. But that was going to be my other comment. We could put them all on the roadside for center, but as soon as we're all set up and the public start coming, we put the side.
That was pretty good what we did.
That is a good idea.
Well.
Because we don't have enough to do both.
No.
But that is a very good, that's a good comment.
So the roadside, I mean, people that are coming in their car and they've got to offload their stuff, obviously, and they don't know where, that kind of stuff. Okay, yeah.
Well, just further to John's point here, I think when you advertise, you know, like weeks and weeks before, which you did a wonderful job of, we don't have to give the order. They're not about order. Order only comes into play when the last week or two, then we can establish that. So don't worry about order at all down there. So, you know, that last meeting we can then decide of exactly where people go with the sighting,
big picture stuff.
Yeah. We need to let them know where they're going. Somehow you need to do that.
Yeah.
The people that are arriving with their gear need to know where to go. So
could we have a layout manager, someone who was in charge of the layout on the day? Just check in with that person and they will point you.
I think as we've got Ross looking after volunteers next year, I think we ought to have one designated person to be the overall, because quite frankly, we were getting quite frustrated because we were, sort of in the tone of my email, I guess. We need one person who has the overall control. So he said it
on site.
On site, absolutely on site, yes. Mm-hmm. And you've done it for 8 years.
Nine.
You and David.
Nine.
Yes, that's your.
If we have one person, you say, go to the flag or something, the Canadian flag, and that person will point you. I mean, anything changes, you report to that person, so they know that they're there to go to.
Yes.
That would help, I think, on the day.
Now, very important to know whether we need power or water well ahead of time.
But I think if we have that one person who's going to be the focal point, when each group says they are going to come, the first thing he'd ask is, do you need power, do you need certain water, and then we
And at that spot, maybe you have some extra items like extension cords
That was kind of my fault because I just dropped all the stuff that was in my truck in one spot, and then other people grabbed it. And that one is I didn't actually know what the 100-foot cord was for. I just knew I needed one. So when I dropped it, I dropped them both off at the same time, and it got used by somebody else, and that really should have stayed with the state.
We had a body there, a person that said, this is for that.
So you could all your extension cords and everything other than Canadian flag. Direct traffic.
And I should have actually put, marked at state, and then town or whatever. So I think that's what, because we try to take away from those people, they wouldn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah.
But they could have managed probably with a 50-foot instead of having to use the 100.
Or use the 100 at the other end.
But I knew I needed it, but I didn't actually know exactly what it was needed for. It made sense it would be the stage because you had to go over the hedge and everything like that. But when I dropped it off at one spot. And I feel like it should have went to the stage.
Yeah, we got one.
And we were surprised by the water. We saw the Janine said, well, actually, the total water is on the other side. So that was a last-minute change. And we're fine, but that was a last-minute change that we didn't anticipate at all. So
that's the only place that we could hook up.
Yeah, so that was super. Now we know. So some of the things were a little rusty, I think, after 3 years. So I think none of these issues will be...
That was very rough. Yes, I think we've all forgotten an awful lot about it.
And the electrical worked out really well. We took a bit of money, and then dealing with Rob.
Yeah.
And he just did that out of the kindness of his heart to take me down there and maybe, aware of the danger and what I needed to deal with as far as the trip hazard. And I think that all went really, really well.
And about the electrical, is that going to apply next year? I mean...
Yes.
There's
a $3,000 down there, do we?
Yeah, I think that if you want to use that particular outlet, that is converter has to be part of it.
So Rob will be part of the action then next year?
No, he wasn't either this year. If he does, then it's a cost. But he set that up many years ago for this special event, but never ever really talked about it until I asked about it, and then he took me down. I know exactly where that thing is left now, and if we ever want to use that for any event, that converter, everything has to be with it.
On that, he indicated to me is next year, the town indicates we're definitely going to need the permit. They let it go this year because this all happened 2 nights before the event, and there was no time to get a permit. The town just let that slide.
Rob didn't think that you needed a permit.
Well, he's telling me.
He told you he talked to you about that?
Yeah,
okay.
At least a couple times.
All
right. Yeah. $300 permit.
Okay.
Which is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there's a 5,000-watt limit, and the even though we were plugging into the shore, whether Dude's dogs did or not, or plugged into the suite at the other end, and then plus our own stuff, those two ends counted towards 5,000 watts. So that's what kicked it over.
Okay.
And that's where the permit comes in.
I see.
According to the electrician.
So it all depends on just how much you need, how many times.
For the event. Even though it's coming in from elsewhere,
it's
an event, and I guess the limit's 5,000.
Okay. Well, the permit's probably...
That's a BC, probably, right. That's the deal on the hydro.
Janine, one of the things that was rather distressing, because for me anyhow, that I the Middies group, they wanted the creditors because they didn't know if they had enough. So my wife and I went down and collected a bunch of stuff. You probably didn't hear about this.
No.
Anyhow, we collected stuff, kept them alive the full week prior to the event. Anyhow, you know, the crew came down and emptied them all out because I had placed them on the concrete tables there. And then he came along and just everything went. So I had a salamander in there and some monster crust and cocoa pots and all that stuff. Just dumped out, went on. And I noticed this because he had my the cardboard box which I had rejigged for all the signs. And she was running down the beach with it. And I thought, geez. So I went down and I caught her. And I realized that all my containers holding these critters were in there empty. So she apologized profusely about that. But anyhow, there should
be. Is that one of my workers?
One of your workers, yeah.
Tracy.
And to be fair, that was early in the morning and she was moving along the beach.
Oh, this is standard.
Yeah.
But anyhow, there should be nothing taken away when we're setting up.
Yeah, but I mean, in her defense, maybe, maybe we should leave them in the car and not just on the train by the fence.
Yeah, she was doing the beach cleanup.
Yeah, yeah.
She was cleaning.
But shouldn't that be done the day before?
Well,
it's like I was cleaning up dog shit.
I don't want to hear about that.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, you need it. It needs to be the same day, right?
Do you remember when I was cleaning my driftwood collection down on the beach and people walked off with it? I think that was in year two or three. Sure, one shit happened.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
But we try to avoid as much as possible. I'm just saying, if things are on picnic tables that could be part of the setup, leave them there.
Well, yeah. It's not there, Peter. I know the back cleaning against the picnic table.
I know.
We just took away. So. I mean, they don't have to know what stuff is being left there by campers.
You can talk about
that. Because you didn't give that to Pete, you might say
something. I'd rather keep it simple.
That is just well, then I thought, but you tried to tell me that you remember who it was that wanted.
Well, John's right. It probably should have remained in the back of my trailer for a while. But I somehow I didn't anticipate it come along and the table, so they
well, maybe a lady.
Took my flag, too. I had a flag down
there. Why, you tell her to go clean out
the table? Oh, oh, boy.
Won't start.
Okay.
I wasn't taking it.
Well, it made my day. I think he was
like, where's he? He's finding salamanders. Like, what?
I know. I called the salamanders from the grass.
Yeah.
I didn't find my drift wreck.
No, I don't know what happened.
People walked out there.
Peter, if you need salamanders next year, I have a fund of them that are on, so I will certainly sell.
Well, we know where to get them, too, so that's why we knew they were bought out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was small. I mean, like...
Oh, yeah, we've got lots of little tabs.
Oh, yeah.
We've got lots of this and all that.
Yeah. Anyhow, nice to know.
There we go. Salamanders for next year.
Yeah.
Town participation. Comment?
Excellent. Well, I mean, it's made so much difference these last few years.
Thank you.
It was great.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Amazing.
Pleasure.
Who needs a budget?
It helps to be part of the meetings, I would have to say, for sure.
Oh, you have to be here.
I have a list of what worked and what didn't when you get to me, too.
For town participation?
For varieties of stuff. Like, first of all, the delineators with the signs that we put on overnight worked really, really well. And I love the idea that they were there, but people could still come. And we have to do the cleanup in the morning because a lot of people come in and watch the sunsets, and then there's garbage. That's why we do it the day of. But the delineators worked for two ways, because they stopped the people from parking, and then you guys were able to use them at the end of your... at the end of the parking once you were in, and then that gave that buffer. So I thought that worked better than putting no parking overnight signs instead of, as long as we have enough delineators, which we did. So I thought that worked really well, and I think we should do that again because it was a multi-purpose work. I think we just need to change the wording. Instead of saying no overnight parking, just no parking. Because I had people afterwards, they were moving the delineators parking. And I was like, well, you can't park here. And they said, oh, well, then no overnight.
Okay, okay, fair enough. So,
yeah.
What happened was that we don't want, like, people are coming to watch the sunset, so you put just no parking, but we could say no parking AM event or something like that. I don't know. That's a slippery
thing. Parking on Sunday or something.
Because there's always people there. There's all the day. Early packages. Well, self-explanatory, I think that really helps. What happened with the tables, because we did have a little bit of a mess up, didn't we? All of a sudden I was panicking to try and get some things, is that I had 14 tables to be dropped off at the food court, and when the worker went to drop them off, the volunteers down there, he goes, well, how many do you want? Is that enough? Oh, yeah, that's enough. So they were in the back of the truck. They never got taken out. So then all of a sudden we were 5 tables short, and I went and took them out of the community hall, which I was told not to do. But that's the other thing, too, is that it's going to be a little bit different in the fall. I'm going to actually try to get our own plastic tables instead of asking volunteers to move such those heavy ones. I just think it's a liability issue, and that way we can have it just for special events. This is how many we have available, and that's what will be put on the table. Because that's what happened. And there was 10 chairs short. Like, we had all the chairs that we had set, but then I ended up having to go back and getting more. So I just want to write that down so we can put that for next year, that you need all of the chairs and not just the 90, like, there's 100. I guess we could have taken them all.
Before we leave that, probably 15 or 20 for the stage and 15 or 20 for the food. It's probably enough.
Okay.
Well, we have stairs down there on the east side by the bus.
Well, see, the music gets about 15, 20 people.
Yeah.
Well, we
don't know. There's more.
No, there's, I would say 40 to 50.
Sometimes we have lunch. A lot of people were standing around, so it may not have looked like they were out. There was a lot throughout the day.
Do you have enough for too many?
For chairs?
Yeah.
We had plenty of chairs. Yeah, they never filled up.
Yeah, they never filled up, but there's only about 15 available when I was down there a couple of times.
Yeah.
That's not what I saw. But anyway, that's okay. And the food.
We were not 10 chairs short then.
Yeah.
But we got lots of chairs.
The food area wasn't used that well, that much. And I think the problem with that was, I'm kind of jumping to my perfect, was that when I set up the lady that did the baking, Island Baking, I had her park her car right behind her table, and her car was blocking the visual of the beyond there. You could see some tents, but you couldn't see chairs. I mean, so I don't know if that caused a problem for people going and sitting down there. They just wanted to go back the other way, and it's quite awesome.
I observed a ton of people went to the beach down that rampway there and had their picnics on the beach, and that's okay too, right? So
yeah.
So that may have been where some of that leakage went. Certainly, it looked like the vendors were well patronized, Dude's Dogs and the bakery and things like that. I think we should make a note actually while we're thinking of it. Remember we had to displace the leather person, the old truck? They got some pretty good PR out of this, and she was very happy with the data. I think we have a major sponsor for next year, and she can participate fully next year because she was sort of a peripheral beneficiary of the whole thing this year, which is great.
Yeah, going back to chairs, we wouldn't need that many chairs in the eating area.
Okay, and would it be better to move the chairs down closer to the shore instead of...
You couldn't.
No, that
was
the
vendors were. They were close to the beach. They had two food vendors right there. There's a little bit of a space.
But like along the sidewalk, maybe? Ross, they were talking about.
Oh, you wouldn't want to put them on the sidewalk because that's where people are walking.
No, not on the sidewalk.
On the other side? I don't know. I think they're fine where they were. They were fine.
I thought it's good position.
Yeah.
And not when we come to food, I'd like to sit
there. Yeah. So
I agree. Probably half the tables are probably appropriate, right? Generally.
Yeah. Well, traditionally, we had the 7 barbecue there.
Yeah.
That was a big draw.
Yeah.
That's a little different. Yeah. It was also a sit-down meal, where it's now it may not have dinner. So, yeah.
That was great. I remember those too.
Yeah.
I also felt like I know that the last email we talked about this, I think when I got asked about four times about ice cream cones, like not everybody likes the soft ice cream.
Right.
And there's those ones that are down to the brand. There's that, I don't know what they're, ice cream dreams or something like that, that really multicolored one. And, I just think that wasn't a bad idea. Like, I know you don't want to take away from the shore, but they don't have that product. They really just have a real plain ice cream. And people, a lot of people like the harder one because they don't melt as fast. And I got asked that four times.
Oh,
I sent them
all up. I put that note on it that the shore sells soft ice cream.
Yeah.
People don't like it. I think we have to get someone selling Island Farms or the like.
The reason why I was objecting, I didn't realize the shore only spoke. They remember they used to have like 50 flavors.
Oh, yeah.
Last time we did this.
Well, Indian Steve.
That was the other owner. And they had all, it was all like.
Lined up all down the road.
Yeah.
And stuff, so.
These people only have vanilla. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree then.
I think it's a chocolate or a vanilla, but that is soft and it's not.
And those ice cream trucks that are out there are small. They don't take up much space. So it would have gone good in that corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I didn't want to put it in there because it was so close. But I was like, yeah, they don't have the same product.
Now, where would you put the truck then? Would you put it at the east end?
No, it's right down where the food.
So that wouldn't conflict with the desires of.
Sure. Well, the shore's got
no, after I've seen you and told you that the shore was closed Monday, Tuesday, I bumped straight into Lindy.
Yeah.
And I had a long chat with her. That was one of the things we mentioned. The other thing, just digressing a little bit, she said she was much happier with the way things were this time.
Okay.
People came down, she thought the flags, the pennants, whatever you call them, were a great help. And she thought, the two groups we had, the dogs and the
bakery,
were fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think it's definitely
good. So you want to keep the ice cream down that end of the hill.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't want us to put any kind of vendor at the east end anyway because it was taken away from the shore. Remember, that's why we didn't have any food up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you have that much say in like everybody's asking?
Well, we've always tried to, right from C and Steve K, we tried to bring them into it because we didn't want them to think that we were working against them. The first year, they felt we did deprive them of some business because it looked as though the whole of the activity stopped at the shore or before the shore, so they didn't feel they were part of this. So then we cooperated with the second year, and they thought it was good.
And they were lined up the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Long line up.
Yeah.
So having a single food area just makes sense for everyone.
Yeah.
So.
I agree. And then you can just say
just a question on that. Yeah, going back to what you said, Janine, about what the influence and all that that they had, they were listed as major sponsors. Does that just mean they cooperated, or did they contribute? I know they threw in some ice cream bars for the putty. Did they do other things for
putty? They gave you the ice cream cones for $1.50 as opposed to $3.75.
It's
$30 worth in there, so that's the contribution.
They let the food use their power and
neither one of them used any of it this year.
So they have
to. Yeah, because my perception was the shore got a pretty good deal out of the whole thing, right? And you know, they were listed on all the publicity, and they had a list of requests that we met. So, you know, I think we're perfectly entitled to feel that we gave them good value. I guess would be the best way to say it.
I agree.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to. I just wanted to know if they were, you know, we were accommodating them so much. I was just wondering where they were in that.
And well, the idea is it gets around us on the day. And in the past, they brought on extra staff for the day. And so we really wanted to kind of accommodate them, basically. I popped in for lunch the other day and was talking to Lindy, and her ice cream sales were way up. That's the one thing she said.
I wonder with where the shuttle was, how that all worked out. And I also wondered if they always parked that little trailer, the shore, And I just find that in my eyes, if you're pulling out of there, it's a little bit of a sight line issue. And I wondered if that was, if you heard any feedback from the...
No, we'll get to the shuttle, but no, we didn't hear anything.
Okay.
And these got trailer there for advertising.
Yes, I've done that, but it is, I just wondered, because that thing was coming back and forth, if they found that that was a sideline issue.
Back to sponsorship, your question, Ross, that sponsorship page that I do, the idea with that is for people that contribute, like businesses that are actually contributing cash or services in kind or something. And I included the shore because they have provided power, water. We surround them, you know, this kind of stuff. So that was kind of why I put them on that page.
I'm glad you
know, that logo and everything.
I think you're right. I think we have to keep them on site.
Yeah.
I think that it's a great thing that they discounted the ice cream for that day.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, that alone shows that they're you know, trying to be part of the...
Well, I was surprised it went so low. Actually, first of all, I said, I'll get free, and I said, no.
That's not fair to you.
I mean, I don't know if I was authorized to say that, but anyway, I didn't want them to...
It shouldn't cost them money.
Right?
It shouldn't cost them
money. No, it shouldn't, but
I don't know. I would suggest they got a bump in sales, and that's all good. So, did anyone hear from Nakadana? They were just not a player in this at all.
They didn't. They were happy to be where they were because they would definitely set up and they stay there for dinner. I haven't had a chance to talk to them, but they had their choice. They had an opportunity to be down there, but they chose.
And they had the coffee.
Yeah, and I just wonder if they got a bump too.
Probably. I mean, there's so many bodies parked. Yeah. When I left, did you see the cars parked way up to where the shady was? It was crazy, yeah. And I think the other direction, too, so. But, yeah, I think they're okay. And we'll invite them back to do the same thing next year, come on. So. But I thought that was the right amount of food trucks. I know food's coming up here, but I think if we would have had more, it might have been too much congestion and taken away from each little bit. But everybody that was there had...
Better yell, the 4-hour event.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, what market you do?
Yeah. Good balance, yeah.
It was awesome because they had them on this side of the beginning and then they had it at the end.
Yeah.
And the coffee guy, that was a great idea.
Should
have
been
a sponsor. Yeah. The only thing, the last one on my list is that there were items missing from me. And one of them was the black tent, which was a new one from the town hall.
Did you not find it?
No, I never did get it.
Oh,
dear. And, yeah, I know, not good. And then the other one was we had one table and 4 vests. So it was 3 items that I never did get. I saw that tent, but at the time, I didn't have room in my truck. And so I couldn't pick it up, and I dread that, that I didn't find it.
It's funny, the white one was right next to the black one, next to the table, stacked up against the table.
Mm-hmm.
That was all
Yeah. And then 4 vests.
The reason I mentioned wherever that was, maybe the Water Smart, I guess, is that location was kind of the last place I saw that pile, which kind of like 2/3 of the way kind of along.
It was number 3 position and he had that tent. So it was just right there by that, you know, was there, and then by the time I got back, it was gone. So it's, I figured someone had picked it up. But I was hoping to find it. It was the only black tent. Because all the other ones were colorful and they were red. And that was the only one that was black in that.
Could we put out an email, like each of you, to whoever your contact
was? I just wondered if maybe he's used that tent. Maybe I should contact Barb Riordan and see if they should have somehow.
I had it laying there. Like, it's just weird.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Remember I told you I bought it when we made that tree?
Mm-hmm.
When I was meeting for the day?
Right. So cleaning
up against the tree by where the
ankle boots were. So
somebody
just brought it there. Yeah.
Okay, and somebody brought, I had stuff piled way far in the stage and it all got brought down, I guess, with that. Somebody did a clean sweep, I guess, because I had to take all this stuff back. My car was
right. Oh, right.
So somebody packed all that stuff up and brought it down to that info spot.
Which is a good spot. For things to collection. But at the end of it, like, I really wish it was a football for me. I should have been able to try to fit it in that truck somewhere. I was just like, oh, I don't have room.
And it all happened so quick at the end.
One thing I hate to suggest, but we discussed this before, but every year we seem to lose something. I just wonder if we ought to buy somewhere labeling everything
that we found. There was one table that was belonging to the town that wasn't labeled.
Right.
And I just wanted to ask the one that's missing.
I feel like maybe there was two of them that were unlabeled because I did get that one that wasn't.
Sure.
And then about the other one, I had said that it had our logo on it, but I feel like it did. I feel like there was two of them that I grabbed. That was, I didn't even think of that. And then the ones that I did see had that. And then at the end of the day, one of them didn't. I was like, oh, that was wrong on my part because I thought all of them were.
But it did, but when we were setting up, you were having to grab stuff quick, like run out and grab stuff, bring it back.
That was really close to noon. That's when I was running around. And then, of course, the duct tape thing.
Yeah, the backdrop for the company.
Yeah.
But the thing is wrong, right?
Yeah, but if it faced the other way, it would have went towards the traffic. I was confused on that a little bit.
It's always going the other way.
Okay.
Well, we'll get to that. But,
one more thing to Janine. I just went over this in my own mind about, you know, the town's contribution. And I think since they're running down an inventory of canopies and tables and chairs, probably, well, two counselors are in agreement with me on this, Judith and Skipsy. They both think, you know, that they should have more of those three items available for events like this.
I agree.
And I just suggested that maybe, given budgetary constraints and so on, that maybe 10 canopies, 10 plastic tables, and 50 chairs would truly bring it up to 29. It was 26, 29, and 140.
So,
you need a fresh start, and then the following years you could then determine to.
I'd like to replace all the tables, though. I just think those heavy ones are just too much for expecting people to do it.
Which ones are you talking about?
The ones that we get from the train station, those wooden ones.
Okay.
We have
those aren't bad compared to the ones at St. Stephen's.
Oh, so they're the worst.
I mean, those are how they get heavier each year.
Are you saying 10 tables, 10 chairs? I mentioned that to Anna. She said yes, so they would both vote for that. I didn't give them the numbers, but I said, you know, substantial increase. If you got those other five that are out in the Berwick place that are damaged, they probably should be thrown out here. Assess whether they need to be rebuilt.
There's only two. They've been missing, like, there's only two that are broken, that are aside, on to the side.
There's four or five out there. When you and I went out.
Yeah. Okay.
But, yeah, that's my guess. But, you know, I spent $117 in going down to, and I'm going to pick up those other guys.
Because this is a town's event. So.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then the other thing is, too, is a lot of municipals that have these events, they don't supply like we do, and they just say, here, you know, go ahead, do your own thing, and they don't even do staffing or anything.
Yeah.
And there's people in the management that feels that we should be moving that way. So it is it's a slippery slope right now, but it's good to know you have two counselors that feel that that's an important thing. But in the fall, I would like to really batten down the event thing so we don't have to run around so much.
Yeah,
just try to keep it in one spot. And we definitely have room up in Berwick. It'd be nice if it was just all there for special events.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to sort of shoot for that. But I do appreciate you giving me numbers. Thank you.
But, you know, like the museum, I'm sure, you know, it's only because I've been after those things from the museum for 9 years that they agreed to that. But if somebody else went down, maybe they would be. And there's a huge, you know, he's either, so
I know
he's so good next year.
Yeah. I know we all help each other, like we've done a lot of things for the museum too, and it all works together, and so but when things come together and we need the other resources, they seem to come forth. And like people like yourself that go are part of it, and you were represented because the fossil guy was there, and so yeah, I agree. I think that we need to have I love the whole support thing. I think it's great that we all work and come together on things.
I think it's essential. We only have a few places to have to round this stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell me the major one.
Did anyone ever get a hold of Yates? Like, did you ever find out if he?
Yeah, I talked to Yates.
And could you have gotten those chairs?
No, it was they're not folding for one thing,
okay. And
they had a bunch of Port Alberni and another thing. I talked to you on the phone about it. It wouldn't work.
Yeah, but in the future.
Transport, they're not old.
Oh.
Transporting.
No,
they
didn't. Okay.
Yeah.
And you
can you say
that they're new chairs? That's stackable, but they're willing to make available.
But they're not folding, but they're stacked?
They're stacked up. They're stacked.
Like what we have now.
They're really like, there's no way to sell them.
They're brand new and they're available to use for events like this.
Yates is a more bulky, kind of big company.
Okay. That's good to know.
They're going to sit in those for a period of time. Sort of
so the chairs that you requested for me to purchase, should we try to go to folder? Would that be a choice?
Well, the trouble with folding chairs is they break. You know, you can.
Yeah, it's stackable. I mean, quite good.
The one
that
the
old plastic one.
Yeah. Okay.
You're
good.
You wouldn't want to sit on that for hours and hours, but they're fine for.
Okay.
Yeah. They last a long time. The ones that I got from Triple T, and they fit on my trailer really nicely, and they hold you about this.
Uh huh. And they were sturdy. People found that they were sturdy.
I think they're good enough. Yeah.
I just thought if I'm asking for different chairs, if you have a preference, now would be the time.
It will be easier to I would say the stuff easier to carry and cheaper.
Okay, thank you. And the tables, I'm going to go for plastic.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And the foldable ones are rather nice, Jean.
The foldable table?
Yeah.
Oh, the foldable.
Oh, yeah, foldable ones. Because you can actually put one under each arm and.
They are easier to carry.
Yep.
There's no doubt about it. Okay. All right. Thank you.
I should note that we have the t-shirts now. We have one extra loss left. The rest were handed out. So next year we will each replenish our supply. So next year.
Tom? Can I check off the wire? Are you done?
I am. Thank you.
Can I use both my food and,
yeah, sure.
And stay? Can I get it run off?
Yeah.
Sure, listening. Okay. We talked about food, so there's not much more to talk about. It just worked great. Everybody was happy. Vendors were happy. Set up was I like that space over there, and then be able to, you know, be able to flow past shore. They saw a lineup, they had an alternative. So yeah, I agree with you though again, and also about getting an ice cream truck next year. We'll put out there because I'll just the variety.
Yep.
No more than the three. That's all you want to be there.
And it's a cute little band she has.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was good. They did. Now this year, neither of the food trucks needed power or water, which is ideal if you can get that every year. If I made it this one, less stuff to worry about. Yeah. So I don't know if ice cream truck probably needs some kind of water, I would think. But.
I don't think
it does, but not down at the brand.
They don't.
Well, there's nothing there.
Oh, right. So there
you go. Maybe they have a generator, I'm not sure, but.
Yeah. So I think in the future for food, try to recruit people that don't need those services. You know, that are supposed to fit in. That's good. Regarding the stage, that went well. It was set up perfect. The tents were in a good spot. Now, are we giving any kind of stipend or anything to Jim Lynch or any kind of honorarium, or is that just as a volunteer from him?
We have one that he's left.
Okay, why don't we give him something? That's awesome.
Yeah, it's perfect. Small, but it's just okay.
Better than nothing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Entertainment, everybody was happy with the way that worked. Also, do we send thank yous out to people like to Shirley Shelley? Should we send a thank you for using the power?
I think we should thank every participant down there.
Yeah.
To all the groups that actually.
Yeah.
So I think it was back to what Ross brought up originally. Yeah. Go back and help vision yourself for next year as well.
Yeah. Communication is very important.
Just
yeah.
Encourage them to come back
before and after.
Yeah. I spoke to all of the six groups that I worked with on the day to get their feedback and thank them. And I also contacted them already the day after with an email and got responses back. Most of them saying they loved it. Great. Surprise. The new one was. BCCF said it, they'll come comment. I have no idea. There'd be so many people, so many young people, and so many good questions. That's the kind of common reaction I get. The skydiver said that they may have to ask us for financial support next year. He said, well, we'll talk next year. But they loved it, but it's just that the costs are going up. They didn't get their permit from the Transport Canada until Saturday noon.
Wow. Sorry, let me go back to this. So with that, going a little bit of a glitch with the belly dancers of music, but that's not us. That's just timing for them. I thought there was enough time in between acts for people to set up. Like we had a gap for the band. They needed the most time to set up. So that worked out good.
The bloggers were great on the stage.
Yeah, they were fine on stage, yeah, and, you know, they were really good. Jim was
kind of after the stage?
Yeah. They seemed to be, and that didn't complain.
They're flat.
Yeah.
Really flat. That's a good stage.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, the sessions were very close together, so gas.
Yeah, yeah. I was worried about tent poles when they were set up.
Yeah.
That wasn't an issue.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, there's only one in the middle.
Yeah,
that's
right.
12x24, and that was a good setup for next year as well.
Yeah, okay. That's perfect. And then using the power, that worked out great. Of course, the first one we plugged into, because she had two outlets, there's one around back by the, what they call the front, by the water. That one didn't work, and we were just getting ready to start out. And got in the room to the one in the hallway. And Shirley showed was more than cooperative to help out. But
what did you end up doing with the, for the cord?
What do you, oh, Jim and I ran home. And got it on. Yeah. Yeah. So that was, yeah, that was a little bit, no cord. But everybody had the one thing, and I don't know if it's going to come up or not. We were remiss in asking Brian Weiss to open up the event as the mayor in the game, a town event. You and I talked about that, Tom. And
he was there.
Yeah, he was there with the pipe band. Yeah. So we have to make sure that that happens, whoever the mayor is next year, the next time. Yeah. But overall, good. I'm sure that band will be back. The Quaggers, we always seem to have the same crews. And we don't think we need any more entertainment than what we had.
Good.
Yeah, good. The books. I handed out all the books. And I didn't do it so much as asking questions. And, you know, I just went into the crowd and asked people, tried to get people, where if you were from out of town, how far, by the way, here's a little story about the seagull, and I explained that. Gave it to this little girl. She was very excited because of the seagull in there. And so that's a good thing to do, too. She had more books next year, people like that. And try to get them to people not so much that are here, but from out of the area. And come back for that visitors.
On that same, just before we leave, yeah, I agree it was sufficient, but we've always in the past had those people, you know, the youngsters who decided that they couldn't come at
the Marimba Band.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would really like us to try and hook them early and get them next year. So
yeah.
They were a great attraction.
They usually were the first ones on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, that's a good point.
The nice thing with the Marimba is it carries all the way down the water.
Yeah.
They're
a carnival music.
It's got to be fun.
I'm not at all, but the Black Moon Valley was pretty good.
Yeah, and I was a little worried because I had a lot of people say to me that they found the show and time, they're horrible.
Yeah, there was a lot of complaints.
Yeah,
about them.
Yeah,
a lot.
I know.
Was it the selection music or was it just the...
They just felt the energy wasn't there, like from other groups that had played before, that there was a good turnout, all things considered, but that they weren't engaging the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot. I heard nothing but people panning them, basically.
Yeah,
the show and show.
Yeah, they were fine. Well,
the lead singer must have got that feedback because she was really energized.
She was.
Yeah.
She was
really going.
I mean, I was at that for the show and shine, and it didn't have the same energy level as it's had in the past. And anybody I talked to that I knew that I saw during the crowd, that was one of the first things they commented on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, interesting.
What about their game?
They must have got some feedback.
I know. Yeah.
She was, especially her. Was really good.
Yeah, but I thought entertainment was good. Same format for next year too. And I'm sure Jim Lynch, as long as he's around.
Well, that's
something that I haven't brought that up. If Jim Lynch isn't available, where are we getting the sound system from? So I think I should do some research and find out somebody else.
We have to get him in the past from the Dymo.
Oh, yeah, from the sound awareness.
Yeah,
that would
be expensive to be about all this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not
Carl LeBrecht.
Okay.
And he did the movie night up at the
Yeah.
And he said probably $400.
Okay.
Perfect. I have his contact number.
That'd be great. Okay. Yeah. And yeah, that was good. That's my report. And I'm sorry I have to run, but.
Thanks, Matt.
I'm a working person. You got down there. You got down there. But yeah. not for a long time. I'm paying for my failing band use. Yeah. All right. Of course, the joke I was telling everybody was about Bruce Lee's vegetarian brother. A lot of people didn't know about. Yeah. Broccoli.
He's always got to get you.
Anything else for food? I think we've probably covered that one. Signage. Here's the shuttle signage. We'll present the town with a package. Hopefully you can find it next year. That was a real scramble.
I'm glad we did find it.
I brought the
entire there's more here.
That's great about when I brought that. Okay. Thank you. Okay. That's right. Got me a little tip today. Does she have a little tapping
pole?
Oh,
we're going to turn the shuttle. That was when you
were going to get to that. We're going to pitch it in Jenica. Signage. So the big banner got to be changed on that. That, of course, will need to get changed for next year. The Canada 150 banners. There's three major components to this banner, right? The big banner, that guy for the shuttle, and Canada 150 banners. Okay. All in one pile somewhere. Okay. We really scrambled.
Maybe I can put that with the... Because
that was like the only... It was off on its in the corner. Yeah.
So glad you found it. Okay.
That was Jason that came up with that idea that Heather, like, stores stuff in the basement of the town hall, right?
I had looked in there, too, but they had all these big banners. That's where I found the banner, actually. But that's also where she found this, so...
It wasn't even on the other side.
Obviously, it wasn't anywhere near the banner.
Nice for you to have a package.
Yes, I agree.
Right?
I'd like to put it all together. This was I put it at the train station with those flags. And thank you for whoever spent all that time folding them up. Very, very appreciative for that.
Who did that?
I have no idea.
Is that Peter?
No, it wasn't me. No.
Well, these
were... I forget your daughter's name.
Yes, it was. I forgot my daughter's name. It's from Lisa. Yeah.
That was time well spent.
Have they left, John?
Yes.
Have they? Okay.
Yes.
They were a great help. I really liked the Howard's Truth. Great help down there.
Anything else on signage? Okay. Stage and exhibits. Matt spoke to the stage aspect. I contacted everybody I was dealing with and I've got feedback from stuff. What have you guys got to say about staging exhibits?
Staging?
Exhibits?
Exhibits.
Like feedback from your people?
Yeah.
Communication?
I just think that we should, the town maybe should respond to all the activity groups.
Why would they respond? You're the contact. Why would they do that? They're busy.
I don't know. I don't want to do it.
You guys are so sad.
No. I will. But they should be encouraged to come out next year.
And just on the town is greatly short-staffed. They're down from about 50 to 35 employees. And these guys bust their ass. Excuse me. I deal with them with the Heritage Forest each day. These guys are amazing. We need to deal with stuff ourselves. I hear that kind of occasionally. You know, the town should do that. No. This is our event. It was our idea. The town didn't come up with the idea of beach day. If we need something done that we can do, we need to do it.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank
you. Now, on that, and I don't know if this fits in, but we always send a check to the clowns.
Yes. Okay, there we go. Well, okay, but we've got financial coming up. I've got a list of money stuff.
Right. So, what are we doing in terms of recognizing the folks that made it possible? So, as a committee, what are we going to do?
I contacted all of mine.
Okay. Yeah.
I've got my people all covered.
Oh, so it's just Peter that's short here.
Somebody else to do it for him.
Should there be an overarching communication with on the letterhead? Rather than, because if we're all doing our own, we're going to miss something, right? Somebody's going to fall through the cracks. But
I haven't missed anybody I was dealing with. Are you guys planning on missing, you know?
It's very personal, like you thanked him, and
like you're the contact,
and you look forward to hearing any comments or any suggestions, and they respond to you, right? So it's pretty straightforward. Yeah, it works. I mean, I always talk to him on the day. I always make sure I talk to him on the day. How's it going? You know, what's up? Any?
Are you coming?
Yeah. How's it going? He's like, oh wow, you know. And so
the volunteers, I in the past have just sent an email out to them because I have them all on the mailing list. And I'm going to ask you the question now, Ross. Who's doing it this year, you or me?
Sure, if you want me to do it, that's great. I'm happy to do it.
I don't. I've got the list. I can do it easily. I just don't want you to think that you handed over to me and now you're grabbing it all back.
We don't stand on protocol. So, no, if you would like me to, I don't know the individuals. Like,
I'll do it this year, Ross, and then all over to you this year.
See, I've got your list of who's showing up, Murray and Susie Cohen. I don't know who those people are. I'm happy to send out a generic thing. It would have to be later this week, but
I will do it.
I can do it. Okay. Okay.
Okay, so we're in agreement that we're each of us kind of thinking whoever we were dealing with, right?
I hope there's nobody that didn't miss of this group.
Well, I'm not sure if you
missed it. I've already thanked the shore for the contribution.
Well, I was down. Joel was down. Steve tapped as a clamp.
Yeah.
Right? Nothing more needs to be done with the shore.
I don't think so, no. How about the food people? Are they included in that?
They came and made money and went.
Yeah, I guess so.
They're in business.
Yeah.
They're not volunteers.
Yeah, the dude's dogs guys were running off their feet, and he allowed. He said, oh, we had a slow start, but oh, it's fine now. No, I think they had a pretty good, darn good day.
But I think as a community, we should be thanking the town for all their support. Good work.
Absolutely.
I said
yeoman work, and I think that should be recognized for writing. Good.
I did that. You got the email.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. That's an email problem, so
okay.
Question. The fire department was a late addition. They came on 48 hours ahead. Were they a worthwhile addition, do you think?
Who was that, Rob?
Fire department.
The fire department? With their booth? Was that a positive?
I asked him how it was going right at the end, and he said, well, it's a long-term investment. You know, we're looking to build recognition and get volunteers. We didn't get any today, but hey, we handled lots of firehouse out. We talked to lots of little people who want to be firemen 10 years from now. So it's a long-term, it's a long-term plan.
We saw lots of kids in the past.
Oh, yeah. And those guys were, you know, smiling. Yeah, it's like the cops. They were, you know, it's good to have them anyway, right? Because they're positive contributions, public relations. So, okay.
Yeah, but how about the RCMP? That was part of your
I talked to them. They were happy. They talked to a lot of people.
Yeah, they were quite. Did they have kids' activities?
No, not really.
Yeah, They put them in the back of the squad car.
Oh, yeah.
That's good activity.
They were bringing a squad car, bicycles, and kids' activities. So I was thinking maybe the kids' activities were on the beach.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it
might be.
Okay.
We did have one dog issue.
Oh, yeah.
Howie and I saw that.
Yeah. And David fixed it.
And he was a big German Shepherd with a muzzle, and he kept plunging. You know,
and the owner was worse.
And then, so about the time Javi and I did, we spent over there, you know what, this is hot. So, and he left. Luckily, he was a big guy with muscles.
And he dropped a few F-bombs and threw the thing away. So.
You know, in the past, and when it comes to advertising, like, well, Show and Shine comes to mind, and so did the Fire and Ice before, is that we ask people not to bring the dogs because we've had dog fights over food in the middle of the events and things like that. People will always bring their dogs, but if they're asked to just, you know, be mindful, maybe they won't bring those type of dogs. You know what I mean? Like, that's not a great social space for that animal. It's pretty hard. People love dogs, but...
But this guy that was the bad actor, he's not going to care about that.
Wait.
Yeah. The Show and Shine was crawling with dogs that I didn't see any of. So I was out there pretty much all day.
The one with a German Shepherd.
And a mean owner, by the sound of it.
Yeah.
Maybe he was the same guy that gave the chalk artist hell. Somebody tied into the chalk artist.
Oh, what is that?
I don't know. So I've got comments from Ann, who apologizes for getting away. And so, yes, the mayor, for some reason, felt slighted that he wasn't invited to open. I spoke to Tunis about it, and Tunis was of mind to not make each day a political event for scoring points, and that Tunis has not been opening the event. He did in 2012, our very first year. But Tunis didn't think it was a big deal, so anyway.
But on the first year of Brian being mayor, we asked him to open the event, and he didn't. He sent Adam. Remember that?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe we're getting close to election. the chalk artist, it was a really good experience for the chalk artist. He quite enjoyed it, and Anne has given him a gift card for the Shady for $75 from Ann. Comment from Ann is we could have sold t-shirts, but there was comments about that. We did that 1 year.
We had a whole lot of t-shirts, and we suggested that they sold them. They didn't want.
They were a different color.
Different colors. We had yellows and pinks and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ann heard a number of questions about can we buy t-shirts.
Yeah, no, I think it's an opportunity for somebody. I mean, I know there's an initial outlay because you have to do a number of sizes. But, you know, maybe we should ask Howard again because maybe Source would like to reconsider it.
Well, would it be something for us as a committee and then the proceeds go towards some of the costs that get incurred
to that?
But we did try that. And
but we didn't realize inventory is
going to get the inventory to build up and then wrong sizes and it is
like a half of an angle.
What about the Edge? Like that's a new business in town and maybe they would take something like that on. Were they not represented down there?
No.
I don't know why I thought that they were.
He didn't want to do an ad.
Okay.
And
okay.
Anyway, t-shirt seems like a hassle to me.
I think for us it would be a hassle. I just wondered if someone wanted to take it on if they did it on the
t-shirt.
Even if the chamber takes it on? Chamber of Commerce.
We're in the chamber.
I've
been here since February.
And the timing that,
I said, yes, he said that out loud.
I was just thinking in terms of a venue. I mean, the visitor center right there. That's something they may have to set up.
Yeah, that's where it's solid. It's viable. Paddleboarding. Hey, guys. paddleboarding. He wasn't busy. Even though he was offering free paddleboarding, he wasn't busy. And I was thinking about that. I don't know, like, because the water is low tide. Like, it's way, like, the water is way out there.
I spoke to him today about that.
Yeah.
And he said it wasn't, it really was the sea state, the water, the state of the water in the morning and into the day. There were a few ripples on it. It was not ideal.
Yeah,
and maybe signage, and thought maybe like free paddleboarding or something.
I think the trouble with that is if we get a day when the water's bad and you can't do it, then people say, well, you have to paddleboarding and
stuff. Yeah. John, like you, I talked to him a couple of days later. I talked to him on Tuesday. And even before the event, he anticipated it would be windy in the middle of the day. The trend lately has been calm in the morning and in the evening, so he knew that would be a risk. He wasn't disappointed in my sense at all. He sees it as a long-term thing as well, and he was happy to be involved as the anchor, right, on the end. So I think he'll be back.
He's only managed to show people on the grass, so he did a lot of promotion, and he was sure that people would come back with us.
I observed him when he was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
He's very thorough. Did a really good job. I'm very impressed.
Yeah. Very highly safety-oriented. My wife offered to assist it early on. He said, you know, I've handled up to 75 people at one time. I'm good, right? So, you know, for him, it was, for all of you, you know, he was like anyone else. It was just an added little feature. And he looks long-term on these things. Like on a day like today when the tide's high, or has fairly high in the afternoon, you know, then this is when they make it, and maybe there are people who came by last week who will return. That's his view.
Okay. Let's see. The water, Anne was suggesting the water people setting up next to the Berwick, like the Berwick was handing out water as well, and so they were kind of side by side, but it's all free, so I don't know.
They seem to be handing out lots of water from the water.
Yeah,
and that's where the water has to be, because that's what
it's out there.
So.
It's kind of what you do. She was suggesting maybe to, you know, push them down, push them farther away, but that's where the source of the water is. So, town permits. There was the leather lady. There was a little kerfluffle early on with the leather gal. But it got sorted out, and so maybe we should be aware of anybody that has a permit to be down on the waterfront just ahead of time, that, just so people are aware of what's going on. She's got a really great vehicle, and like her whole thing.
Yes, she is.
Beautiful.
Even if she has a permit, are you even sure when they're showing up? You don't even know.
No, she had a right to be there.
Of course, but I haven't seen her very much there, so... She must have just known there was an event. It was probably a good time to be down there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Since she has the right to do it, but we did not know that in advance.
But it is a really cute antique truck that she had. I mean, it's amazing.
And she was very happy at the end of the day.
Yeah. There was a little bit of a kerfluffle. The rotary's good. The recipe for the rotary is here. If anybody needs it or wants it.
These large bubbles are very good. They were going. I mean, like 6 footers.
They were happy. Remax tents, yeah, 227 kites. I got a call from Frank Fairley, who was very appreciative of all the advertising that Remax gets. They recognize that it's a premier Remax event, and they certainly appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Now, just on that, I mean, we'll do it again next year for sure. We got some suggestions from Wayne, but he's kind of stepping out of it, just FYI, because of health issues. I don't know if he had a chance to talk to him at all. So it was a major scramble to get stuff this year, and that's why the price is through the roof. Because
like $5?
We got charged $4.50, and it didn't include the sticks, and we had to have a set from Alberta, and we're going to have a hard time getting the colored stuff. So I've got a whole year in advance to get on it, and we've got 170-something in reserves for next year at this point. But
So Wayne is stepping out now. He was absolutely wonderful and gracious to make things happen for this year, but it's, like I said, it's a health thing on his side. So we will pick up that, and we'll probably end up running with it, and, you know, that'll end up landing on my shoulders just to source all of our supplies. But we won't be on board. Now, one of the things that he did suggest, and we would likely try and implement next year, is that myself reading over a table for 4 hours straight, I could barely walk at the end of the day. But you can't lift the tables because of the kids. So what was suggested, they've done at other events in the past, and we maybe look at doing something, is you do lift the tables, but then you put a platform for the kids to step up onto. So it has a lot of, it makes it easier for them, makes it easier for us, and it also keeps the people that try and line butt. It kind of pushes them away from the table a little bit. So we'll have discussions closer to the time whether that would be appropriate. Where we set up this year was ideal, with the two tents side by side, and then we would need to be able to, you know, on a U shape, put some sort of a platform, something that we thought about. So.
Could you get more realtors volunteer and not as you?
Trying to, yeah.
And I did it for 8 years.
And what we found this year and we have in the past is we're going to try and encourage family members. It doesn't just have to be the realtor. Like,
yeah.
Dad was there helping, and he has in the past. Kids came with Ian this year. We're going to put it out there and bring your, you know, adult kids.
Mm-hmm.
We just need bodies for that. And then Frank was saying maybe we'd look into whether, you know, for the idea about a lift, whether there's like a bleacher kind of a thing that we could get, like the stage that just comes and sets up, or whether we would do something else that would work. The kite guided palace, I don't think that's a good option. So we would be looking to see if there's anything that would make sense. But yeah, if it was an hour, it's not such a big deal, but 4 hours straight is great.
If you can't get realtors to come down and contribute to the community, then maybe some of the volunteers.
Yes,
there's a whack of volunteers. Like, I know the COAs, Susie would be all over that.
Oh, we could have a lot more. I mean,
they
would do that.
First people in that. The other thing we had talked about doing is that maybe we would have a kite night ahead of time where we would pre-train the volunteers. That would also get a few kites pre-made that maybe for the little kids that have a hard time doing it, we would just have them put the tail on the kite, or, you know, and there's always a few grandparents that say, could we get one to take for our, you know. So we would have a few hidden under that were ready to go, and that would, they get built on the night that everybody's learning how to build them kind of thing. So we've
got
to...
Don't forget, you've got volunteers.
Perfect. Anyway, I'm really sorry, but I have to run, but I just wanted to throw that out there. And we were really happy with how it all went. So, yeah.
Okay.
And got all the tents back in one piece. We noticed, put setting them up, that there was a couple, not from you guys, but so we would probably always do the setup on our tents and do the takedown on our tents just because, you know, as you know, they're easy to get.
Easy to bend.
Bent, yeah. And people don't realize they put that strap around, they try to take it down without undoing the strap. And so, but all good.
Okay. Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mosaic was good. They're happy. The skydivers,
they were happy. I talked to them. Yeah.
Brian was suggesting no smaller. The van was as small as.
I was just wondering how far ahead did we get in touch with them, the skydivers? Because there was a little bit of a panic, like,
yeah, like 2 days before the event.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah, because yeah, we had, and you even. We had asked them to get $5 million, and they ended up, I didn't even know what was happening. Bernie was dealing with it behind the scenes. I had no idea there was an issue until a couple of days before. And they did not, they went with $3 million instead of $5 million. So I was trying to contact Peter the Friday before the event saying, well, what's going on? You can up to $5 million. He said, we don't even think that $5 million is available anymore. It's just an option away, but he wasn't sure. And she has not got back to me yet, so I'll follow up with them. But I just wanted to, for next year, to have a little bit of an idea how far ahead we need to contact them,
well,
what their policy.
You were in contact with them a month in advance.
It was a month.
They didn't act on some of their requests.
Okay.
So, and he tried to get Peter Boss to do it, and they didn't have go to go to Milner. And in the end, they said they didn't get their permit, transport
Canada until Saturday. So they were.
So that was not on there.
And we went to attending to it this year.
Okay.
So they kind of did wing it a bit. And it was, yeah, it was a frustrating exercise.
Okay. All right.
Same with the van. A couple of days before the event, all of a sudden
they
needed a van.
Yeah, they didn't respond. They weren't responding to us. And so, you know.
In fact, I was in the middle of the van, and I'm in the back with Brian, and I asked, do you want me to drive the van again? And I said, what van? He said, the one from the skydiver.
Yeah, I didn't even know we had one before. So, yeah, so.
Anyway, I found him a van, but his comment was no smaller. That was as small as that would work, right, for the skydivers.
Just for the van size.
Yeah.
Oh, you could do all the
things.
All
the different things. Yeah. They got lots of gear. Call from First Nation, couldn't make it. They had COVID and staff shortages, but they would like to participate next year, and they did participate in family days, and apparently they had a great booth, great participation, that kind of stuff. So they'd like to do it next year.
Yeah, I took out for an ice cream with my kids the day afterwards. Chief McDonald was there, and I said, you know, it's good to see you, and he said, if you like that event, reiterate that virtually.
Yeah.
He spent quite a bit of time down at the, let's see, the,
yes, he did, didn't he?
Black Moon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
surprised. I was surprised he spent so long, especially,
yeah,
as young people, so, yeah.
The welcome Qualicum Beach, she was happy, and she's happy to come back next year.
Okay. She had 16, I think, with the ice walker, 16 new to Qualicum who are signing up with her, so.
Oh. And she's brand new to Qualicum,
yeah.
Apparently.
Sorry, who's this? I've missed.
Welcome Qualicum Beach. That was a last
newcomer. Like
it's like a newcomer. It's like they used to call themselves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And anyway, so she was a late arrival. I said, sure, come on, do it. And she was quite happy how that all went. Anybody else on events?
I've got a dunk tank.
Yeah.
I checked in regularly. It seems to be the excellent supervisor.
Yeah.
The two LA teams were very happy. They had fully engaged. They were very safe. And the beauty advice, or at times it was a lineup, like the whole, when you get kind of one family in and stuff, they promote each other, then it just takes off, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was quite a success.
I think that's money well spent.
Yeah, it was just a talent-sponsored idea, but it did work well.
What's the price of 400?
Hmm?
The price of the dog tank?
No, I think it was 250 at the most.
Yeah.
Like, Randy, I don't remember the number that came through, but.
Well, actually, for some reason, I 400 is in my head, but that might have been for another invoice that I saw.
Yeah, I think that would have been high. Actually, the success of the dunk tank was the person operating that, Sanji, and who's no nonsense, and we need that. And she knew her. She knew him, she had clear rules and maintained them for 4 hours straight with smiles. So that's fantastic. And you know, once again, the power of the $25 shady gift certificate was very evident, so appreciated by her, that's for sure.
Yeah. And the only problem we had was this inadvertently, we didn't sort through that they were throwing the ball, and they were throwing it at the pedestrian walkway. Oops.
Yeah, and that was, that was, once the water's in, you know, it's one of those things. But, you know, Angie was very clear, and David, you came up with the tarp, so thank you for that. Angie was very clear, and that we're shutting this down if we don't get the next tarp, right? There's no ambivalence there whatsoever. So we'll do better next year.
Well, that was a last-minute thing on that tarp. I don't know, where did that tarp even come from?
It came from David.
David had a nice truck.
No, you had to show
the truck. We were going to go purchase one,
yeah.
And I brought the sandbags down, and we were just sort of scattered a bit, but that it worked out well using that post. So.
The wheelchair.
Yeah, the handicap parking post. I mean, you know, necessity being the mother of invention, so that was good. Thank you again, David.
That was really interesting.
Yeah. And the sandbags, Janine, absolutely. The truck backed up,
Situation. Some of the sandbags stay in the truck?
Yes, I only took out what we needed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would have a little fright there about 10 o'clock because the winds were starting to rise.
Yeah,
yeah.
I actually almost broke my arm on that situation, but
I didn't, so that's a near miss. I had a huge bruise, big bat.
What did you do?
I was trying to open up the back of it, the tailgate, and it sticks. And it took all my strength to do it. And then normally when you're opening up a tailgate in my on my truck, I always let it down. And there was so many people around, and it was back right, so I was nervous. So I tried to catch it, and it's steel, and it's so heavy. And I got it on my arm. And when I came down, I was like, oh, I could have busted my arm on that. So I didn't, and I kept working, but it's I have a bruise. It's been swollen and stuff on my round. But I just got to let it drop. You just got to let it drop. You got to back away, everybody.
Worksafe BC thanks you for that. Yeah.
No big injury on BC. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
I spoke to Howard.
Yeah.
From the source. The consultant.
Yeah.
And several of his staff, and I got a very positive response. Howard, I think, impressed by the day, and his staff were happy and busy. So I think that probably worked well for them too.
Their place was a beehive.
Yeah.
Like the kind of 8 and under crowd, it's that face painting, rock painting, mobile building, right? That kind of stuff. Kind of the 8 to 10 is that dunk tank. And what amazed me, there was a lineup of about 6 little boys in their bathing suits to be the guy to go in the dunk. Waiting to get out of there.
Boys.
And then down on the beach painting, you know, that was
oh boy.
Younger, yeah. 8-10 kind of group that just smothered that thing.
Yeah,
you know, I was amazed looking out at the beach. The numbers at that painting was amazing. It's just great.
Well, Dave Clough is a remarkable educator, communicator. I went down to again. They had a little fish, a little flatfish, and they got one of the younger guys, the boys, hold it. And he said, I just kiss it.
Oh.
I don't know why. Fish. He's not a consultant, by the way. They still would kiss it. So he's engaged. So that was, the only bad thing was they found an invasive green crab.
Oh.
European green crab, they fished one up.
I'm sure it's all right.
First time it's been seen this far up island.
Oh, wow.
He's
just taking over from the other guys?
Yeah, it's still outcompeting our local crabs. Yeah.
How big are they?
It's a little one.
Yeah.
But they're green and they have spikes all over them. They're very fierce.
Yeah.
He was going to report it to TFO. So, I think
it was. They take it? They take it off the beach?
He lost it.
Yeah.
Well, it was in the kids were there. And they looked for it and they couldn't find it, so it got back.
Hmm.
But this one is probably 100, you know, so
that's a question.
Tom, I apologize. I've got to run. So thanks, everybody. We'll see you in January. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Just to reemphasize the source, right, like FRA for the little kids is kind of the heart and soul of this activity, right? It's those little gaffers. Really tried to emphasize the younger families with the advertising, the social media and that kind of stuff. When their work done up, we had a lot of young families with little kids, but FRA and now the source are a big deal.
Those
little kids. And then of course the beach painting is huge. Your putting was great.
It was.
Your golf course thing, they were lined up there and,
I have to laugh the way the little gaffers putt.
Some of them,
they're going sideways, going that way.
One of the balls went clear across the highway. Putting?
I know.
That was my granddaughter.
The liability. So that's why you see me putting.
I was looking to ask you one thing. I was looking at Brandy, who was very thank you for being our first, not the information booth. But you know, the opportunity, I was thinking, it'd be nice last year just to ask people come by, say, ask them 2 questions. You know, where are you from? And where did you hear about? Just those 2 questions. You make a little note, right? How many people are local or traveling through and where did you hear about? Just to kind of get a bit of a feel, an informal feedback about our guests.
I get up right from Switzerland there.
Yeah.
I spoke to a number of international folks. Like I asked them point blank, where are you from?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, you don't look like you're from here. Where are you?
Yeah.
You're from all over the place.
Yeah.
One thing, and we're not talking about the advertising and stuff, and that's fine, but the Times Colonist, $250. So 25,000 impressions. So what that means is when somebody goes to the Times Colonist, up comes Quality Seagull. Out of 25,000 impressions, only 32 people click through to the town website. Is that worth $250?
Yeah.
They probably will.
Yeah. Like David, I did a bunch of, I asked a bunch of people, like, how did you hear about this and what are your impressions and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
And a lot of it was word of mouth.
Yeah.
And the local paper.
That's a biggie.
That was it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was no in between. And
one was a really good advertisement on the local paper with so little street.
Yeah. And an old couple was there, and I said, well, they said, yes, we're from here. Okay, well, how'd you hear about it? From our son. Well, he lives in Port St. John. I don't know. It's just all right. Yeah. So, well, you also had to go into your German dialect to speak to some of them.
Oh, yeah, the guy illegally parked. Yeah.
they're delightful.
Yeah.
Well, and so, and on the marketing thing, so and it's not here, but that's okay. But the Times Colonist, forget it. $250 for 32 read-throughs,
yeah.
Forget it. It's a bunch of work, believe me.
Yeah.
The radio, I don't know. It's 88.5 The Beach. It's a bunch of work. Weather feedback again, it's the 88.5 The Beach is the younger crowd. The Wave 99.1 is the older crowd. Okay, you listen.
Yeah.
I mean, and 88.5 The Beach is actually a really good radio station.
It is.
Right?
I heard it a couple times on there.
Yeah.
I listened to it.
And been doing the ad since A1 and stuff, or the interview and that kind of thing. It's, they give us $1,080 free. They charge us $250, and they give us $1,080 worth of advertising for free. The way I sell it to them is that we're a not-for-profit. We're not a business. It's not the town of Qualicum Beach that's, okay, they're sponsoring. There was kind of a fine line with that, and they accepted this society not-for-profit, that kind of stuff, because normally it would be $250 plus $1,080 for what they do. If they would do it again for $250, it's probably worth doing.
I think it's just...
Right? The thing for the paper, it's a ton of work. I wound up selling half of these ads, which I wasn't counting on doing. Somebody else was supposed to do that. So that was a scramble. That's about $1,800 generated to pay for that for the newspaper. So like this is just something that the newspaper is doing for us for free. We're actually buying that.
Could we streamline it at all? You know, Tom, just get one or two sponsors to do the whole thing and not have to, because it's a huge burden to have to ask individual, you know, businesses to fund it. Is there any way of streamlining it?
Well, it's only $105, like, to do an ad. And so as a former realtor, retired realtor now, for $105 to have an ad up on that ad, I mean, you know, it's a tax rate, $105, it's cheap. These bigger ones are $300. That one was about $400 for VMAX. Nobody minds doing it, really, but it took me two mornings.
That's what I mean. I'm
so worried about those ads, but I wasn't planning on doing that. And so I think this needs to happen. And I convinced them to do the sponsors page as well. Like, hey, if you're contributing money towards this event, that's kind of a good thing for them. Anybody, including the store, she was quite happy to see that. So we did something a little bit different this year, but it's a lot of work. But that needs to happen, right, with the newspaper. shuttle. Yeah, the Berwick, there's people away on holidays, but they did have 185 riders. They had 19 residents from the Berwick. Is that a good number? I don't know. But 19 from the Berwick came out. They've only sold two books. I left the books there for another week, Rosemary's books. And so they sold two. And so I asked them, were you willing to come back next year and do the shuttle and stuff? She thought likely, but that they needed to have a meeting about it. Because that was a big deal for them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
They did it very well.
It was great.
And I'm glad so many people who were residents used it as well. I'm kind of surprised at that.
185, I mean, that's a pretty good number.
Good marketing tool for them as well.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had their tents.
I did notice Matt once came over, there were four ladies, one of whom was feeling a little, you know, wobbly, and the bus was full. So he kindly jumped in his car and took them up to where they wanted to go back to Pocky.
Okay.
That was the only anomaly. The bus was just full at that time. It was kind of towards, you know, 3:30-ish. And so there was a kind of that overload thing. You have just on, only the ones that I was heard of. You see anything?
Not really for that. I'd just like to say it was a great relief not having to, Right. It's always been a, you know,
185 sounds about
that up beforehand. It's
a little higher than last year. Yeah, just 3 years ago.
Yeah, so we're
in the NBA is what we were in.
Yeah.
So hopefully they enjoy the game.
And what about the liability issues that if you would notice that you're taking a responsibility of taking somebody who is ill to wonder how that anyway, better know.
They were happy down at their tent. Like down on the waterfront, I checked in with them a couple of times, and whether it was Kyler or one of the other girls that were there, they were really happy with how things were going. So it seemed to go, and they weren't doing it UE and seemed okay.
I think you're right with regards to liability issues. As long as you're not doing it for hard reward, I think you're all right.
Stop getting paid.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, they'll get back to us as far as they want to do the game. Volunteers.
Volunteers were great, as usual. I only asked for a limited number, and even more came. Someone mentioned that we'd get to do other jobs, other displays, certainly, because you know, if I knew what we wanted them for, I can get them.
The problem with the Remax crowd is they won't commit.
Mm-hmm.
They would like to think they're going to sell a house that afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem I had for 8 years, is put your name on this bloody list for 1 hour. How hard is that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I know you think you're going to sell a house.
Mm-hmm.
And right up until, and then people do come out.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to make sure, they want to make damn sure.
They're not missing an opportunity.
So you plan, I tell them, listen to the book for an hour. But that's the problem with
I know in advance, but I always have more volunteers than I need than the Russell.
That is lucky, you're lucky about that, because it's not always that way with people.
No.
I just wanted to ask Brandy, because you were in the information booth, if you had any thoughts or anything that before.
Not really. There's just a little, when people were asking for the little guys, like, you know, tosses, two or three, if there's any kind of more hands-on things for them. But other than the face painting.
Rock painting and mobile.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if that's a little, even maybe a little too old for balloons. I mean, no.
The FRA used to do a fish tank. You know, where you drop a rod in and you pull out a little prize. That was popular, but
they weren't that happy with it. FRA was.
No, I know they were. Why were they?
I think it was because it was a lot of work to set up.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was that whole three-sided thing, and then they, you know, the prizes in behind and all that. It was a lot of work for them.
Well, yes, but you know, if you can find it, well, maybe someone else would be prepared to do it, or maybe. We should think of getting volunteers to do it, just throw a little bit of money in for the the very small prices. And, but I can see that we might want something for the smaller.
Well, she's got a little bit to come back in a couple of years.
It is the dumb thing. Well, the one thing that was down on the beach for the little kids that they really liked too, and that was source of the game, was this kind of obstacle course.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're kind of crawling through all these things.
Yeah,
that
was good.
Okay. 8 years, so it's not a problem.
Just so you're all aware, it was 100 bucks in the past, you say, and that's been for two clowns. This year he was hoping to bring three. One couldn't come at the last minute, one fell ill, so there was only one. But I think he did that. I think we should stick, keep to the 100 bucks.
Yeah. He was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's really good. And he's great with the kids.
Yes.
Right? That's very photogenic. Let's see, you're good with financial review?
Well, I was actually hoping you didn't just go over these categories with you guys. Just to make sure there's nothing added or taken out. Or... So we have the RDN donation. That was $1,000.
Yeah.
Last year was Island Timberland.
It's Mosaic.
Mosaic. Now was it?
500.
FRA, for a donation.
No, see, that should be towards it. That's probably
yeah, I can. Off of what was
I can do that off. Looks like just say, you know, contributions of it, you know, like in kind or something, to just a bit bigger picture. So all you can comment on is what you get.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm just making sure that, okay, so this town. Shuttle services, there was no
free. Berwick.
Yeah. So t-shirts, we didn't spend any money on those. Chairs and tables.
117,
60. Just for the chair? Just for the chair. 60. You do that the other way. Okay.
Yeah. And miscellaneous supplies. So, if anybody makes a purchase for that. Does that black one need to get replaced, or?
Well, they don't know that it's not there. I was just hoping to find it. Because it's from here, from the town hall. Yeah, I don't know. I was hoping it would come for us, but...
Yeah.
Okay, so fuel for the generator.
No generator.
Yeah. Shuttle banners. I didn't use very well. The standard banner sign, like the update.
Oh yeah, there'll be an invoice coming in.
Okay.
From Coombs Sign.
Okay, that comes to the town.
Yeah. I gave you your address.
Okay.
And then we're out on 2 weeks holiday, so.
Okay.
Probably this week.
So we didn't spend anything on the electrician?
No, we just physically did it out of the kindness of heart to make sure that everything was safe and that we could move forward. Yeah.
50 old family days? 1300 bucks.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Car, show and shine was like 2400. So I'm like, maybe you could just do this right now. I can totally do this to you.
But he's saying not next year.
Because of the other two units, the other two things. So, what was that number?
300 for the permit?
No, 5,000. What did you say about the wattage? Is it the wattage?
Oh, 5,000 watts.
Yeah.
That includes the shore and the Qualica Beach suite. And whatever it is we use, it's all added up.
And then advertising. Will we be, will anyone just be sent to us to account for all that?
Yeah.
So
Stony Beach, 80.5 Beach is 250 plus tax.
Yeah.
Times Colonist, 250 plus tax. And that's it.
Okay.
We generate $1,800 in the newspaper.
And then last is the entertainment. So sound equipment.
Zero.
The dunk tank, we've already got that one. Clown entertainment, so that was one.
Plus Black Moon Valley Band, the 700.
It was a band and there was no model boat. And so the cloggers and everybody else, they're just
Comox ambulance, you got them?
Yeah.
$200.
Do they actually have anything to do?
No, they look very bored to me.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's a must have. I just wondered whether there were any cuts or bruises or other than staff.
Okay, so that's all that's because I'm so all down here, it says donations from other sources, Island Radio, Raynet, GTV, that done. So I guess just a rough estimate of what it would have been, what it would have cost you for seed costs.
Okay. Remax,
just mentioned that
you could say,
I can figure that one out.
$400.
Yeah.
Is the first day cost?
Yeah, we got those down.
Dave, do you have any idea if the skydivers come back, what kind of financial they were hoping for, like for next year? Do you have any idea about that now?
I think they were just saying that they're beginning to think they're going to have to start charging, but then they didn't push it, and what they're doing jokes about putting in just a bag full of donuts by the
right
tonight. You know, I don't see it being a big issue. And if so, you can probably still get a sponsor for it. It's quite a nice thing to happen. So, we'll see.
Okay. It's one of the premier events.
Yeah.
About that. PQB News, we generate about $1,800 to them.
Oh, and then the shuttle for the
side, the Shady contributed $200 worth of food vouchers.
$100? But it doesn't, it doesn't come through the books, but it's a contribution for sure,
Yeah, these are just,
Where did those go, David? There was one to,
that, $75 for quality books, quality speaking books.
Jim Lynch.
And $75
for Joel
Nye Sidewalk.
Okay. Take it in a second.
Right. Thanks for
it. Oh, the okay.
Oh, and you've got the notes?
Yes. We have already issued a check to them.
How much is that?
I'm not sure if it was a sport pick. I keep seeing the number
413.
It was 413.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's...
Preliminary plan for 23.
I did look at the tides.
Yeah.
If I'm accurate. And it said July 2nd, which is a Sunday,
too early.
Low tide, I know, but that's why I could look the month. 11/26. July 16th. That July 9th was not possible because it didn't work at all. July 16th, low tide of 11:35.
Kind of early.
But then July 23rd, 15:30, kind of late. So we're kind of, but that probably the 15th is at least the way to go. Later in the day, it's hotter, right? And start at 1 and finish at 5.
My only concern with that is what else is happening in the area. If you look at other and the other.
Oh, yeah, but that's right.
But just time-wise, the only thing is the skydivers need their bullseye out there.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Like, they need quite a bit of area. So,
water?
No.
The 11:30, you have to start the event at 10. And people don't like it too
early
in the morning. So I think you have to go with the late afternoon.
Got to be right after church.
What was the tide out this year? It seems so low far.
It was really low.
It was 0.0.
It was about 250. Yeah.
So
skydivers are really the thing.
You said no to July the 2nd. I mean, I know weather's been a bit in the past.
Too early for weather.
Yeah. Well, I've been the problem, but it's also a long weekend.
I think July 23rd, I would think towards that. But we want to make a decision today. I mean, we have to make one. Yeah.
David, I would say we have to 6 foot tide to it. 3:30.
Okay.
6 foot tide on the 23rd at 3:30.
Yeah.
Sunday, the July the 30th, is a 1.6 tide at 10:20. Which is a bit early. But anyhow, did you go to the end of the month?
That's also a long weekend.
Oh, I know. It's, well, it's close. Probably the weekend after. The first Monday of August.
August 1st is the...
Anyhow.
Well, it's sort of sounding like the 23rd. Sort of.
Well, it's not very low.
It's not really low, it's pretty low.
It's under my 8 feet, yeah. Yes.
Oh, I've got 6 feet here.
Oh, 16 feet.
1.8 here?
Oh.
Well, but that was a ridiculously low tide this year.
Yes,
it was, right? And there was tons of room for the skydivers and the activities.
Yeah, yeah.
Dave Clough, you know.
The 23rd is more of a normal tide situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of. 3 o'clock means like 1 o'clock, we're getting more sand.
Yeah. Beginning to get sand at 1 o'clock, right? Yeah.
See, the skydivers are pushing back a little bit.
Oh, good time to think about it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, last but not least, committee membership. I'm retiring.
No, you've already retired.
I know, but I'm retiring again. This is my third time.
I'm under pressure to reset.
This is an enormous amount of my time. Most anybody that knows me goes, how's the pay? Well, that's okay. But I've done it for 9 years, and it's a huge job. This marketing stuff, that could be scaled back. I'm happy to come back to the consultant. And if you want to talk about, you know, marketing and that kind of stuff, the only one that's done it, but I've got all the contacts and everything, and so I'm happy to do that. But I cannot spend this much time creating stress for yours truly.
No.
Stress is not on my retirement.
Tom, you did too much of the distribution of the posters.
Well,
you
that was
delegated that. I mean, I was willing to go on it.
Well, that was just one thing. And you know, in fact, it's fun. And I tried to get some realtors to kind of pick up the ball. What could be better than going door to door saying, hi, Beach Day shirt on. Oh, you're that guy. Yeah, I'm that guy.
It's a big way to introduce me.
Here's my card.
I think the reality is because you get some more new blood.
Absolutely.
We offer a good example of a positive addition.
And Howard.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Right.
Well, yeah, involved. I've been more than happy to spend it and, you know, work with Ross and give my age.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we can work together on that.
But like back to that poster thing, I spent 2 days doing that.
Oh, no, really?
It was fun.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It was, no, but I mean, like, you know, getting out, I like people. And, oh my God, you know, going from business to business to business and, that's not a hardship. And, but yeah, running this, there was a lot going on. And I included people who needed to be included on the email exchange. You know, I wasn't blasting it out to the whole committee because there's a bunch of committee people that really don't do much. So why include them? But, oh my God, this was complicated.
I think as a rule, we should have been looking at bringing in some new blood, and I think we know enough people around them because you listen. Because, you know, I'm ready to go. You're good enough at that radio. That sounds ominous.
Huh?
You're ready to go.
Well, yeah. I'm not what we're known as you, for God's sake. I mean, we get the new blood in, it's pretty normal people.
We
are checking out. We should be looking at that for the spring.
I mean, I think the Jervish maybe thinking about it again, he's going to be with us for a long time.
Yeah, that's right. He's kids. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm quite a big problem.
Well, we went from Ken, Tony, to Janine, and survived, right? Always going to get some new blood there.
For any leaves for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't
know.
You guys also figured out for chairman and who's going to do the marketing advertising for next year. And again, I'm happy to consult.
So you're not doing that, you're just a consultant.
I'm happy to talk to whoever, whoever you want me to talk to.
That's a big job.
It's a huge job. I don't know if people actually realize what that marketing advertising takes. If I, I kick in January, and it's solid 2 days a week. And it's not one email. It's 15 emails to get it all straight.
So when's your next meeting?
23rd of January.
Okay. I'm sure you will say hi to somebody by that time.
I thought they were the other people coming along.
That's it.
Good.
Yeah. Good. Oh, younger is subjective term. But Ross is just working.
Yes.
Willing to jump in.
Yeah.
He also has a look at, so.
And out of that volunteer list, I know that Susie and Murray Cohen, like, Susie's still nursing, but, like, she's a volunteer nurse, so they can't do
this stuff.
But
I don't seem to enjoy doing it.
They love it. They come out for parents' forums with me, and I know those guys. They might be willing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh.
Off that volunteer list.
Good.
Yeah.
And we have to make an appointment to the town council, right? That's
yep.
The council has to make,
yep.
We have to make a recommendation to them.
Yep. Yep. Be a new council?
Yeah, be a new council. So we'll have to deal with that next year.
That's not next year.
Hopefully Anne will still be there.
Hopefully,
yeah. That was the two in the driver's seat. Did you hear that?
He's been in it for a long time. So.
Yeah. Right. Anything else?
That's good.
Okay.
I'm off.
Meeting adjourned.